Greetings, sister saints who are striving in the Lord. Hey, it's Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Today I thought I would talk about how we sisters can show our strength in the Lord and to be an awesome witness to those around us. First, I want to start off with sharing about 1 Peter 3 and where it says the women are the weaker vessel. I'm just going to read that. 1 Peter 3, 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So that's not a license for a woman to be weak. What that means is that's basically a command to men for them to realize that the women are weaker than them. This is a comparison of a woman to a man. It's not just saying women are so weak they can't be strong or show the strength of the Lord. We know nature even teaches us that we can see men are stronger, women are weaker in various different ways, but women can be very strong in the Lord. We've seen that through the Bible, very strong women who stood on the Word of God. And so, we've had people, they stretch this. It doesn't mean that women can be so spiritually weak that they can't even obey God's word. So let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. And we've had this, you know, some will say, oh, I can't dress biblically or cover my head because everybody's going to laugh at me. I'm so weak. And then they use 1 Peter 3 as an excuse. And so they're really twisting that out of context. So as I'm talking about us women showing the strength of the Lord, I just wanted to put that in its rightful place. So anyway, I thought we'd read some of the scripture verses on that. There's a whole bunch. I just picked a few of them. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So we notice it says all things. That means we can do all things that God has commanded us to and overcome all the trials that come before us, right? Because Christ gives us the strength. He's a powerful Savior. Let's read 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I'm going to read Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So in just those two scripture verses, we see power, love, sound mind, strength, and a promise to uphold us. That ought to make us strong. And let's read 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. I actually have that on a little thing that I found at a thrift store, and I have it by my sink. I love it. It's gone from house to house with me. But just because it says quit ye like men, that doesn't mean we're supposed to act like men. We can have the bravery like a man because we have the strength of the Holy Spirit within us. And let's see, Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So here we have not only a promise that God will be with us, but we have a command to be strong and of good courage because he's going to be with us wherever we go. And let's see, Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So, sisters, if we're born of God and obeying the Lord in all obedience, then we are righteous. Amen? And we can be bold as a lion. And I just want to share it so you know that the word bold means to have trust or confidence. So we can have trust or confidence as a lion, which just shows a lot of strength, that picture of it. I love that. And like I said before, there are so many strengthening verses. I'd encourage you to go look them up for yourself and ponder on them. It's a good thing to do, you know, if you end up being overcome with many trials. Yes, we do get weak in our flesh. The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. But the word of God strengthens us, and we always have to go there. And so anyway, I don't know. I just thought it would be encouraging, you know, to share with you, sisters, that as we go about our daily lives, we want to be a living witness to show the awesome power and strength of the Lord that is within us to those around us. That we're not fearing the darkness of this world, but we're overcoming in joy through the power of Christ in all our situations. And we want to be that light that people can look to if they're seeking truth. We want them to see the strength and the power and the calmness and the joy and the peace and the trust of God that's in us while they're all worried about what's going on in their life and what's coming and their end. We want to be that pillar of strength, and that pillar of strength is all because of the Lord. And so I think, here, let me go there. This is a really good example for us to look at. When we read in Matthew 26 about Jesus in the garden asking God to remove the cup from him, but then he says, "Thy will be done," he was our greatest example of the strength of God within him. And if we're his, we can have that same strength. So here's that example I wanted to read. Mark 15:39. I think of this. This is just one example that I think of when I think of people standing strong and what a powerful witness that could be to those who are around us. Mark 15:39. When the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out, gave up the ghost, he said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." So, sisters, we never know what our living witness is going to do to those around us. So I'm just going to encourage us to show our strength from the Lord, and I'm going to leave us with this. This is so strengthening. Ephesians 6, 10 through 17, and this is our proof we can have it and do it. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Wow, there's a whole lot packed in there. I'm feeling stronger already. I love it. So anyway, praise God, sisters. I hope that encouraged you as it did for me. All right, I hope you all have a joyous day and hold fast. May God be praised.